AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's parliament speaker says 7 million Iranians are ready to fight any U.S. ground invasion of the Islamic Republic. It's unclear where his figure comes from, but state media and text message campaigns have urged people to volunteer. Mohammed Bagher Khalibaf, who's been discussed as a possible negotiating partner with the U.S., has offered a series of online posts challenging America since the war began. President Trump has repeatedly criticized NATO and again raised the idea of leaving the alliance during a private lunch yesterday. But any withdrawal would require congressional approval, a prospect Senate Majority Leader John Thune said today would be difficult. Oil prices rose more than 10%, and U.S. futures tumbled today after Trump said in his first national address since the Iran war began that the U.S. would escalate its campaign in the coming weeks. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a U.S. reporter who was kidnapped in Baghdad was known for pursuing gutsy, low-budget assignments.
American freelance journalist Shelley Kittleson was often working without formal assignments on shoestring budgets, heading to lawless corners of Iraq. On Tuesday, surveillance video shows her being forced into a car by two men on a busy Baghdad street. Iraqi security forces chased them and caught one. U.S. officials say Kittleson had been told there were kidnapping threats against her, and they believe she was taken by Khatib Hezbollah, an Iran-linked Iraqi militia. Friends and fellow journalists say the 49-year-old, who was originally from Wisconsin, built an admirable career across the Middle East and has always been gutsy. I'm Julie Walker.
The Artemis II mission has begun. It's NASA's first trip to the moon in 53 years. The four astronauts are traveling several thousand miles beyond the moon, will then hang a U-turn and return back to Earth. The rocket blasted off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Victor Wembanyama amassed 41 points and 18 rebounds to lead the Spurs to their 10th straight win, 127-113, against the Warriors.
We still want to attack 82 games, so we can't miss out on games like this.
Jaylen Brown's 43 points powered the Celtics past the Heat, 147-129. DeMar DeRozan scored 28 to pass Dominique Wilkins for 17th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. College basketball, Kansas men's coach Bill Self is returning for a 24th season with the Jayhawks. MLB, Paul Goldschmidt hit a three-run homer in the Yankees' 5-3 win over the Mariners. Sandy Alcantara threw the first complete game of the MLB season with a 93-pitch shutout in the Marlins' 10-0 rout of the White Sox, and Tiger Woods has formally turned down the Ryder Cup captaincy as he steps away from golf activities.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.